Well, this morning I was asked to do an opening a while ago, and I thought, oh boy, where am I going to start with this? For one thing, I didn't know where to start, and secondly, what would I say that anybody would give any merit to me speaking? Because quite honestly, I feel a little hypocritical standing here, because anything that I do read out of here, out of the Bible, it's like I'm speaking to myself. Like I've kind of gone through this over the last few weeks. Sitting in the tractor, you have a lot of time to sit and think and talk to yourself and pray. So this is essentially you're getting thoughts out of the tractor. So I mean, this could be a little scary for both of us, but then who can stand here and say anything, since being a Christian doesn't make us into a perfect human being. It just makes us a human being that realizes that we have sin in our lives and we have to deal with it. I know non-Christians love to use the word hypocritical, but it's true. Christians are probably the most hypocritical because they preach perfection out of the Bible, but there's no way we can reach it. We work towards it, and we hope to get there when we do reach heaven. But that doesn't mean that you can't hide behind that, because eventually somebody has to get up here and share the word. And we have to do that with each other, no matter who we are. So the reference in the text that I was going to use this morning is from 1 John 1, verses 8 through 10. 1 John. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us from our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word has no place in our lives. Well, so that's the start of it all. That's the beginning of our Christian walk. God will forgive us if we acknowledge our sins, if we ask for forgiveness, and then we have to let him change our hearts, and we have to want it, change our hearts and minds. And this will give us the ability to speak his word to each other in humility and love, because we need his word every day. And we all need to be spurred on every day. And I'll also read Hebrews 10, verses 22 through 25. Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart, full of assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. And I think we can all see that the day is approaching with what is taught in a lot of places and the lack of attendance to read through God's word. I think we all see that coming. And these are things we have to guard against and like it says here, encourage one another and spur each other on.